Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On play calling, I'm going to have Tommy call the plays on offense. These are things that I'm always looking at. What can we do better? I have a ton of trust and faith in Tommy. He's more than capable, so excited for him. But bottom line is we have to just get better collectively. Just felt like Tommy is somebody that I believe in. Obviously hired him here a couple years back because I really believe in Tommy as a coach, and he's done everything that we've asked, and I just feel like this is the right time for this.
Early board decision.
Yes.
That was Kevin Stefanski. Moments ago, we heard it here on The Fan, his decision, he's giving up play calling, and he's giving it to Tommy Rees, his offensive coordinator. Second year in a row that Kevin has given up play calling duties to his offensive coordinator. Last year, it cost his offensive coordinator his job, change at the end of the year. This year, hopefully it doesn't cost anybody a job, and it works and it goes well. I'm Jeff Phelps, that's Andy Baskin. Tommy Rees, at the age of 33, is now calling plays.
It'll be interesting to hear what the players have to say about that. I'm interested in what it looks like. I wonder what it means for Sanders and Gabriel. And you know who else is interested?
Tell me.
Daryl Ryder is, too. Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, the YouTube channel that we have right now, the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Do it now and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
So Tommy Rees gets this gig now. Tommy, I just mentioned, is 33. He's in his second year on the Browns staff. Last year, he came in as the tight ends coach and like passing game coordinator type guy. He came here from Alabama and did not have a banjo on his knee, but he did have a pretty good resume. Sorry.
Bad
reference?
Yeah, thanks. Bad reference.
As the offensive coordinator at Alabama, it was in Nick Saban's last year as head coach. Nick Saban brought him in. But Nick Saban brought in a lot of offensive coordinators. I believe it was six offensive coordinators in Nick's last 8 years. He had six different guys. Tommy Rees replaced Bill O'Brien, former Houston Texans head coach and, of course, assistant with New England and been around Bill and Penn State head coach. He replaced Bill O'Brien as the play caller. And Alabama went 12-2 and averaged 34 points a game. Okay. It was Alabama, big time college football.
You had Nick Saban. He's a smart guy. There's no, I mean, he went to Notre Dame.
Without question.
You know, he's coached at, Northwestern, the Chargers, back to Notre Dame. I mean, you talked about Alabama.
Well, he played college quarterback at Notre Dame.
Yeah. So,
at Alabama, just for argument here, his quarterback was Jalen Milroe, as we recall.
Yeah.
In the year that he called plays, and he was only there 1 year. Jalen Milroe. His wide receivers were Jermaine Burton, who has shown flashes of being really good with the Cincinnati Bengals, but has also shown, hey, this guy can't get on the field because he's a knucklehead, for lack of a better way of putting it. He's had things that have kept him off the
field. But he's also got a couple good wide receivers ahead of him, too. So.
Yeah, well, yes. But I think he's a good wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Trade deadline, keep that in mind. We're looking for wide receivers on other teams.
You want to give him somebody to be comfortable? You want to give him a whoopee?
Well, he has one. His name's Isaiah Bond.
Yeah.
Isaiah was a wide receiver at Alabama with Tommy Rees. And then Isaiah transferred to Texas, and Tommy Rees came to Cleveland. So can we look for an uptick in Isaiah Bond with a play caller who called plays for him at Alabama? That might be something. Before Rees was at Alabama, he was at Notre Dame as the quarterback coach and offensive coordinator in 3 years, I believe it was, of calling the plays at Notre Dame. And he called him for Brian Kelly, who wanted to hire Rees to go to LSU with him. And instead, Rees stayed at his alma mater, stayed at Notre Dame, and called plays for Marcus Freeman, 31-8 as a play caller at Notre Dame. So he obviously has been successful at good college football programs calling plays. I don't know how much credibility you can put into that. And I say that for this reason. Okay, if you have Nick Saban as your head coach and he's recruiting at Alabama and you don't put up a lot of points, well, then it's your fault, you know?
True. Yes. That's a great point, Jeff. I don't know what to expect. I don't know that things are going to change. I maybe they'll have a little bit of a spark this week. I don't know if this coincides with maybe a quarterback. Maybe they're looking at the quarterbacks a little different, too. Again, Kevin said, we've got to be better. In fact, he says it almost every press conference when they lose. So if he feels like this is going to make them better, well, here's your opportunity.
Yeah.
What happens if it doesn't make them better?
It's interesting because in just some quick double-checking on Rees, I saw one article when he was at Notre Dame that said he was really great at getting the most out of the tight ends and the offensive line. He went to Alabama and said he's really going to emphasize the running game and developing quarterbacks. Okay, so he's really good with tight ends, offensive line, running backs, and quarterbacks. Okay, great.
You know he had a nickname, too.
Tommy?
Turnover Tommy.
Hey! So. Well, he's calling plays.
Yeah, he's not. At least he's not throwing the ball.
Starts on Sunday against the Jets. Nate's in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Good afternoon, guys. Well, hey, I'm ecstatic about this. This takes care of one aspect of the things we needed fixed. Kevin had to give up play calling. It has nothing to do with Kevin. It's just we needed a different voice. We now have a different voice. We have what I wanted, which is a guy up in a booth looking down at the offense whose sole job is to concentrate on the offense. Now, I'll go buy Kevin a fedora so he can be Tom Landry on the sideline overlooking the whole thing. Now, next thing is, and Jeff, you mentioned this earlier, Barry needs to get talent at the trade deadline. You mentioned that the last time we had talent was when Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham were here, or offensive weapon players.
Yes.
That was before Barry even got here. That means we haven't had a serious, at least passing offensive threat in years now. Barry,
Amari, you'd say Amari Cooper, though, wouldn't you, Nate?
Sure. I'll take that on a trade, and that's where he's best. He's not a drafter. He's a trader. So let's find some of the four or five players with the expiring contracts who we're not going to keep anyhow. Let's parlay them into...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Three or four players who are at least lateral moves or better than what we have. So we can try to see what we've got with this offense. I think this is a good move by Kevin. I'm happy he didn't pull his normal stubbornness and decide to keep the play calling. And let's see what Tommy can do. Go Browns.
All right. You know, Jeff, you said before you don't think he'll ever call plays again.
Well, nope.
Let me flip the script on this, right? What if this is Kevin just going, look, you guys think it's bad with me calling plays? All right. I accept that. You think it's bad. You think it's me? Okay, I think it's okay. You want to think that? What happens now that if he hands it over to somebody else and it looks exactly the same? So is that not screaming we need more talent?
Oh, and anybody can look at this offense, and if anybody thinks it has enough talent, they don't know football. I don't mean to be that blunt.
No, I think you're right.
In this, sorry, since we had Jarvis and Odell, this thing but has been lacking
is Kevin
for
putting
wide
his hands
receiver
up?
Depth.
Kevin, like, you know, he's just like, he's got the... He's got the dust from trying to make some bread, some flour on his hand, going, okay, you know what? You don't like the way I'm making the bread? I clean my hands of it. Now, let's see somebody else make the bread with these bad ingredients. Oh, well, it's not rising for another person either. Maybe it isn't all me. Maybe it's the ingredients we're buying. We can do better than this. We can buy better ingredients.
I think Kevin's history as a play caller shows that it's not him. Though I think that's an interesting point. Sorry, I've watched Kevin.
Was this point the interesting part?
No, that was it. You were dusting off the flour.
Thought that was though, pretty good for radio on TV.
Though he drove me nuts by not giving the ball to Nick Chubb when they were in the red zone. That's the only thing Kevin has done as a play caller that's really driven me up a wall.
Not using Nick on third down?
No, not using Nick when they were, you know, like first and goal from the 7. He said throwing 3 times.
Yeah.
The heck you doing? Right. So that one drove me nuts. I think overall Kevin has done a good job when he's had talent. When he's been given talent, I think he's been a good play caller. And sorry, guy who orchestrated the greatest show on turf thinks the same thing.
Yeah,
not more so, Mike Martz.
Yeah.
And
heard him say it.
I could think this, Andy. If the offense stinks with Tommy Reese calling plays, then yes, your point is valid. And it might put Kevin in a different light with ownership. If there was any thought that, good Lord, Kevin's calling these plays, the offense has stunk 2 years in a row, we need a new head coach. if the offense stinks 2 years in a row and you've had three different guys calling the plays, three.
Right.
Then it's clearly not the play caller, is it?
Because
Tommy Reese was good in college.
Yeah.
Dorsey has had a good track record throughout most of his NFL career as a coach. You know, he's not a nincompoop.
No, you're right. He's not. I don't think he is.
So, I mean, three guys. Tommy Reese is considered a young star in the offensive coaching game. Okay, if the offense stinks with Kevin, Dorsey, and Reese calling plays, then clearly it's, I mean, to me anyway, clearly it's the offensive talent. However, combine that with three different play callers, well, of course it is. Of course it is. I think. You?
Yeah, I just don't think the talent's there. I don't think it matters who's going to call the plays. And maybe they catch a spark because they have a new play caller. Maybe there's a spark that's there. Could happen. But is that, what does that spark mean? You're 2-6. Like, really? How much is this going to change things? Oh, suddenly. Look, if the offense starts putting up 25-plus points a game, I'm all in, man. They made the greatest move ever. But I still think the talent that Tommy's using is the same talent that Kevin used. And I don't expect anything to change.
Let me throw another weird thought at
you. It makes you wonder what Shador would look like if his back is okay. That's what it does. It adds more to that.
There's no basis in fact for this.
I love these.
Anyway. I know you do.
Jeff Phelps speculates.
If you're going to trade David Njoku.
Okay. I don't know that that's happening, but go ahead.
Exactly. Yep. One of the big weapons for Tommy Reese when he was at Notre Dame was tight end Michael Mayer, who's with the Las Vegas Raiders, and was a second-round pick.
Uh-huh.
And then the next year they took Brock Bowers in the first round, and Mayer completely backed up, and he missed a lot of time last year. He had some issues that he was away from the team for a long time, never really disclosed. You want to trade Njoku? Okay. You want to get another tight end in here so you have your two tight end set? There's just a guy with a background with Tommy Reese. Something to think about there. Rob is in Streetsboro, home of those Rockets. What's up, Rob?
Hey, doing good. They won their first playoff game. But the reason why I'm calling, I'm excited about Stefanski giving up the play calling. I think that could be a step forward. That and our wide receiver with Cedric Tillman coming back. If you think about it, he was our top receiver the first two games of the year before he got hurt.
It helps.
So I think that may help. And, hey, go Browns. Hopefully we can turn things around with those two things coming back, you know?
All right, Rob. I hope you're right. I'm glad Cedric Tillman's back. Andy, think about this. Trade deadline tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We've heard some rumblings about wide receivers. Who knows? Andrew Berry, I think, has made his best trades in picking up wide receivers. Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy. Those were both good trades, even though Judy's not been anybody's Hall of Famer since he's been here. I think Jerry is still a competent NFL wide receiver. If you could add a pretty good wide receiver at the trade deadline to Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Isaiah, then the young guys you're bringing along, Bond, Thrash, Corley, you could add somebody pretty good. That changes things a lot there, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does.
So that would, because if you get Tillman back, I think Ced's a good young player, and I'm anxious to see what more he can do. And if you could bring in somebody with a track record who's pretty good, even a guy like Jacoby Myers, who is with the Raiders and has said all along, do you want to get traded still? Oh, yeah. he wants out.
Yeah, I still think that they believe in Bond, and that if Bond can benefit from the change in play colors,
well, he played under Tommy Reese in Alabama.
Yeah, so maybe that'll make him more comfortable. Maybe that'll change things. Maybe he'll be able to contribute more.
Maybe he knows how to get the ball to Isaiah Bond. Because he did it before.
Or you were a big fan of Malachi Corley in that last game. Give him the ball and let him run.
Malachi's had one touch in the last game.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly think there are some guys here who are intriguing enough that I'd like to see him get the ball more. But man, if you could go out and get one of those guys who are rumored out there on the, you know, as potential trade targets, I don't know how you don't. I think you do. 216-474-0092. Your new play caller, folks, is Tommy Reese. What's that mean? What's that do for you? It's Baskin and Phelps. You're on the Fan.
You can read down the field. that can read and be able to make the decisions that need to be made. So maybe one play is a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A little bit more than 3 seconds. And maybe one play is three plays or four plays, depending on how the progression goes for the quarterback. But if the quarterback opts not to go after the first read or first progression, after that, then isn't the play on the quarterback in the first place or in the second place? Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be convoluted on it.
If you have...
I just think you need to be really smart to be a quarterback in the NFL, because you could have the greatest play caller on earth, and if it's busted within the first 3 seconds because the defensive end is in your face and ready to eat you for lunch, then you have to make the decision. And the only thing going through your mind is, do I eat it, do I throw it out of bounds, or do I try to crawl out of this thing and try to find somebody downfield? And most quarterbacks want to try to crawl out of it to make something happen. It takes a special quarterback to be able to throw it away and live to see another day, because every quarterback is an alpha dog, and they all think they can make miracles happen.
All I know is that teams that have really good quarterback play and some pretty good wide receivers and a little bit of a running game always seem to have offensive coordinators who are highly thought of.
That's crazy talk, Jeff.
Sure is.
Crazy talk.
Sure is. Mike is in Orlando, Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, man. How are we today?
Wonderfully
well.
We
are a Monday after no game yesterday. That's
bye week. We're refreshed.
That's right. Hey, I listened to the same press conference as everybody else did. Now, did Kevin Stefanski say when he was going to relinquish the play calling duties, did he not say something to the effect of, but I'll be there, I'll help him, I'll mentor him a lot and help him make these decisions see how things are going out on the field. Anyway, that's the way I interpreted it, which means to me then that we're just going to hear Kevin Stefanski through Tommy Rees.
Which, I don't know. Which is kind of, though, Mike, I mean, he is the head coach. But I right. would, if Kevin wanted that, he's just going to keep calling the plays. I would think we get a little different look at things.
Okay. I was just wondering which way we're going to go and what we're all going to see on Sunday. You know, I'm quite disappointed this year. Last year, the year before, the year before that.
Mike, thank you. I would think it, there's a little bit of a difference, Andy. Now, the success, I don't know. Again, I think it's more predicated on the talent you have than the plays you're calling. If you're really good, if your offensive line is a bunch of monsters, and you have a decent running back, you can call about any running play, and you're going to gain yards, aren't you?
True. I mean, that's an easy one. If you're an offensive coordinator and you want to run the ball, that's you got three options, right? You're either going to run the ball to your wide receiver. I mean, well, you can do that. Yeah, that's one of your other options. Bring a wide receiver around or an end.
You're going to get any worse. New play caller, Tommy Rees, stepping up just from being the offensive coordinator to now calling the plays for the Browns. Kevin Stefanski making that move. There always seems to be something that happens during the bye week. That's the move. It's not at quarterback. Dylan Gabriel, as Kevin said, will remain the starting quarterback this week. He was asked about this week, and that was, he said yes. So we won't say for the rest of the season or anything else. But he just said, yes, he's our guy for this week. Shedeur Sanders still dealing with his little back injury.
Yeah, that's not such a little injury. You know, he's had that for a while.
Well, he's getting better, apparently, according to Kevin. And did you notice that he... I shouldn't do this. But I'm interpreting and reading into something maybe I shouldn't interpret or read into.
Yeah.
He was asked about the practice window for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And he kind of hesitated.
He's coming along.
And then he said, but he's getting better. He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
But he did kind of hesitate about that. What that means, I do not know.
Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And, of course, CBS, something that we love around here. ParamountPlus.com is the place to go. Hey, I want to remind you, I also heard this too, read this in the break too. Ohio State's game against UCLA on November 15th. It's a 7:30 p.m. game on NBC. 7:30 on NBC. That's the UCLA game. A night game. How about that? Oh.
Okay. There you go. Your initial reaction to Tommy Rees taking over, and not like good, bad, whatever. Do you think it will help?
I think the opportunity for a spark is there. That's what I think. The opportunity for a spark is there. I think some people would probably think if Sanders was a quarterback, that spark might be a little bit greater. But this is enough of a change to maybe philosophically things change a little. It's the same talent. I don't think it's going to matter who's calling. I really don't. But maybe in the first game against the Jets, they get over 20 points. We'll be super pumped about that. We'll be like, oh, look. They changed offensive coordinators, and now all of a sudden they're over 20 points. Wow, if it was that easy, why didn't they do it in the beginning of the year? And then we're going to remember that they played the Jets, and we'll see what happens as the rest of the season goes on.
My gut just tells me that you're right about, all right, maybe a little spark, maybe, and a fresh set of eyes can't hurt because this thing was so bad, and the offense just isn't working. I think it's talent. I've thought that since before the season started, before they ever played a game. I thought that last year. I just don't think they have enough talent, skill position talent on this team. And you can make the argument now that they don't have the right talent on the offensive line anymore because that position has aged a little bit. I personally still think, and I know people probably won't agree, I think at left guard, at center, at right guard, at right tackle, when those guys are healthy, I think they're fine.
I also think in some ways play calling could be just a tad overrated.
Talent, to me, supersedes play calling.
And by the way, if a play lasts more than 3 seconds, does it matter what the initial play was? Does it? Because now the offensive coordinator is the quarterback. 1-1000, 2-1000, quarterback. That's exactly what it is. Because if that first read isn't there that the play was originally intended for, then it's a different play. It's a busted play, or it's a secondary play, or it's a quarterback that can read down the field, that can read and be able to make the decisions that need to be made. So maybe one play is a little bit more than 3 seconds, and maybe one play is three plays or four plays, depending on how the progression goes for the quarterback. But if the quarterback opts not to go after the first read or first progression after that, then isn't the play on the quarterback in the first place or in the second place? Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be convoluted on it.
I just think you
need to be really smart to be a quarterback in the NFL, because you could have the greatest play caller on earth, and if it's busted within the first 3 seconds because the defensive end is in your face and ready to eat you for lunch, then you have to make the decision. And the only thing going through your mind is, do I eat it, do I throw it out of bounds, or do I try to crawl out of this thing and try to find somebody downfield? And most quarterbacks want to try to crawl out of it to make something happen. It takes a special quarterback to be able to throw it away and live to see another day, because every quarterback is an alpha dog and they all think they can make miracles happen.
All I know is that teams that have really good quarterback play and some pretty good wide receivers and a little bit of a running game always seem to have offensive coordinators who are highly thought of.
That's crazy talk, Jeff.
Sure is.
Crazy talk.
Sure is. Mike is in Orlando, Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, man. How are we today?
Wonderfully well.
We are a Monday after no game yesterday. That's what we are.
We're refreshed.
That's right. Hey, I listened to the same press conference as everybody else did. Now, did Kevin Stefanski say when he was going to relinquish the play calling duties, did he not say something to the effect of, but I'll be there, I'll help him, I'll mentor him a lot and help him make these decisions, see how things are going out on the field? Anyway, that's the way I interpreted it, which means to me then that we're just going to hear Kevin Stefanski through Tommy Rees.
Which, I don't know. Which is kind of, though, Mike, I mean, he is the head coach. But I would, if Kevin wanted that, he's just going to keep calling the plays. I would think we get a little different look at things.
Okay. I was just wondering which way we're going to go and what we're all going to see on Sunday. You know, I'm quite disappointed this year. Last year, the year before. Oh, yeah, the year before that.
Mike, thank you. I would think there's a little bit of a difference, Andy. Now, the success, I don't know. Again, I think it's more predicated on the talent you have than the plays you're calling. If you're really good, if your offensive line is a bunch of monsters, and you have a decent running back, you can call about any running play, and you're going to gain yards, aren't you?
True. I mean, that's an easy one. If you're an offensive coordinator and you want to run the ball, you got three options, right? You're either going to run the ball to your wide receiver. I mean, well, you can do that. Yeah, that's one of your other options. Bring a wide receiver around or an end. You can do an around. You can give it to your running back, one, two, or maybe even a fullback, three, or you keep it yourself. Your options are very limited there.
Yep. James is in Akron. Hello, James.
Yes. I watched Bernie Kosar and those guys talking last night on the Browns thing. And I got the impression when they asked Bernie about the replacing the receivers, Brent said it may not be the receivers. And then Bernie made another remark, too, which I've been saying for some time. When you're looking at your receivers open downfield, they're all covered. Well, the guy throws the ball so slow down there, by the time it gets there, the defense got time to recover, too. So if your guy's open, he looks like he's not open because the ball's coming so slow. So an open guy is not open if the defense can get under the ball at the same time that the offense can. So we got a problem with velocity. Our quarterback can't get the ball downfield. That's why he's throwing these 3, 4, and 5, 6-yard passes.
Actually, James, that's Anything more than that,
they got him covered.
James, actually, that's not been the problem throughout his career. He's actually known for having a good arm.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, you go back and look at his college tapes. His guys were making catches, but the guys were covered.
You said velocity. He's known for throwing the ball hard. Have we seen that here? I don't think we've seen it the way we want to see it, James. That's for sure.
And this guy can't get the ball downfield. And I'm not saying use Sador. Sador's hurt every week. Get somebody in. He's not hurt too bad. They keep using him. He can be the backup, but he's so hurt he can't.
Wait. But you do realize that? Okay, so Sanders played the 2023 season with a fractured back.
Oh, he's not saying Sador's the guy.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. I mean. You said kind of hurt, didn't you? Is that what you just said? Kind of injured? Yeah, we think he's kind of injured?
He's been injured. Sador's been injured for 3 weeks.
I get it. But, he was sacked 52 times. Wow. No one talks about this.
He's been a backup quarterback for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, I get you. No, you're right. How can he be hurt? He said he was coach. They can't keep him. If he's not hurt, he's hurt, right? Isn't that what the medical staff is saying? His back is hurt.
I just don't want to see everybody make overwhelming, locked-in decisions based on a very small sample size with Dylan Gabriel. The dude was extremely successful at big-time college programs. Now, it might go back to what I said about Tommy Rees. Okay, if you can't call offensive plays at Alabama, well, if you can't play quarterback at Oklahoma and Oregon, you could say the same thing. However, should we ask for patience for Browns fans? Let's see a few more games. Let's see if he can make some plays coming out of a bye week against a bad Jets team. Let's see what it looks like. If it doesn't look good, well, play Shador. I mean, it's real simple here. I don't think any of us are locked into any of these guys.
If he can play, that's the thing.
Well, if he can play. And right. If he can't, maybe Deshaun can play by then. I'm not even kidding. Bailey Zappe
was the backup quarterback on the 26.
Well, he had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're 2-6. Before you make any rash decisions on any of these quarterbacks, let's give them a little playing time. You know?
Yeah, I wish if they're going to play Sanders, just play him, man. I mean, I feel like I'm arguing people all the time that want to come up here and get like mad at us because Sanders isn't playing. Jeff and I have both said, I can't wait to see him play. I want to see what he can do.
Andy, I hope he's a stud.
Yeah, but I
hope he's great.
I'm not looking to get into an argument with anybody about whether Sanders should play. I mean, Gabriel's done nothing for me to make me go, oh, that guy's a quarterback of the future.
But I don't think we've seen enough.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on him. I don't know if it's on the talent. I don't know if it's on the coaching. Now we're going to find out if it was on the play calling. That's one thing we're going to find out, right? You're changing the play caller.
Well, we'll find out if it helps. What would help more is if you had maybe a great player at wide receiver. Then again, Andy, just because you have a great player at wide receiver doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a great offense. And if you're wondering about proof of that, I got a guy who caught passes from Peyton Manning, is in the Hall of Fame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.